accessibility to learning in a diverse and complex country such as South Africa, with its past as it is, we need to be doing everything possible to roll out of the way the obstacles that people have to learning and to gaining the skills that they need to make the their own career advancements and to make the progress that they're looking to make. So online is really the way of the future, and something that we're very excited about and to be part of.
That was Senior Partner and Managing Executive of Digital Campus, Gavin Olifir, explaining how online learning can solve some of the current issues facing education in South Africa. He mentioned that online learning is the way of the future. I wanted to find out more. We live in an era where everything has moved online, including shopping, banking, and watching TV. Education is no exception. Studying online seems a natural next step, but what are the benefits? I'm Mabadi Moloi, and as you heard in the previous episode, I am exploring the benefits of online studying because I am really keen to continue learning. There are so many hurdles in my way, though. Previously, I found out that I can still get a degree while having a full-time job because online studying offers me the benefit of studying from home. But that is not my only concern. In this episode, I am going to be exploring how studying online can save you money.
What you get through an online experience is that pretty much all your content that you require would be made available to you online. So there won't be additional costs of having to go out and buy textbooks and additional work study material. Good online offerings will have a bespoke development, and everything you need will be made available to you online.
Researcher in business development at Digital Campus, Busisiwe Ramekwe, has even more good news when it comes to saving costs.
Online definitely provides you the opportunity to not spend on travel costs, for one. With education, there obviously is a campus. And with campus, there are lecturers, and they need to be attended sometimes it's weekly, and there's a cost to it. And with online, you do not have to travel anywhere. You could do it from the comfort of your home. You could do it in the office when you have a moment. So it definitely affords you that, as well as time. There's definitely an essence of saving you on time.
Saving you time? Now that is something I can appreciate. But what exactly does she mean?
Lectures, no, not only cost money to get there, but it also costs you your personal time. Thinking of corporate life, you spend most of the hours in your day in the office. So when you think about time to go to school, you get worried, like, where will I get the time?
For many of us, the price of data can be an obstacle. But Gavin put me at ease explaining how they use different techniques to keep it data friendly.
We tried by all means to keep the bandwidth intensity of the course content down as far as possible. So we don't publish high resolution videos when we do that. We tend to sort of throttle them down a little bit, both from a quality and a bandwidth perspective, not relinquishing on the great experience that you're going to have through the online, but such that it's not sucking up huge amounts of bandwidth. And then the other part of it is we also allow for the download of the content so that you would be able to consume it in 100% offline, which sort of counterintuitive when we're talking about online learning, but you'd be able to download the content into a PDF format, and you would then be able to consume that at your on your laptop device at your own pace again.
What about hidden costs? Often I find that after an initial fee, there are always extras that you need to purchase that you didn't expect.
All you have to do is just pay for the course itself. Once you've paid for the course itself, everything else is free.
So not only will studying online save me time, it will also save me money. The argument of studying online is really narrowing my excuses for not pursuing my education. In our next episode, we will look at what kind of support structures are available for this type of learning. For more information, visit digitalcampus.co.za or check out their social media pages and follow this podcast on cliffcentral.com.